Once many years ago in the dark mountain caves, high above the city of Haragok, deep in the deadly deserts of Earth, there lived a boy whose parents kept him hidden from the village school because he was gay. He was not just a little bit gay, because every time he opened his mouth to speak, the early morning frost would melt on the petals of the nearby briar rose trees, and water and flowers would rain down on the village people like a monsoon in India. But this was not India, this was the deadly desert. So when flowers and rainwater fell from the sky, all the village people would say, it seemed queer. The gay boy's parents worked hard every day. Down in the town munitions factory, they worked hard stuffing gunpowder into tacos and burritos to sell to visiting Mexican revolutionaries, Pancho Villa and Che Guevara. With those wages of war, the mother and father bought their gay son a small velvet bag of coins made of chocolate and wrapped in golden foil paper, isolated from village life. The gay boy's parents hoped to keep him safe from ancient collective tradition and local religious laws. In this village, all the boys who were suspected of being gay were forced into a box made entirely of shrinking violets. Shrinking violets are flowers which grow smaller and smaller until the entire box from which they are fashioned could fit inside the barrel of a moon cannon and fired into deep outer space, along a trajectory toward the dark side of the moon. Now one day, whilst the boy was sitting in the cool shadows of his cave and wrapping golden coins, a bit of chocolate melted in the sun, and the boy ran down the mountainside to an adjoining cave nearby, where a richly carved bronze gilded wooden door was embedded in a wall of stone and rock. "I wonder who lives here," thought the boy to himself. But before he could reach the door, as he climbed the rocky cliff, he happened upon a small but decorative mailbox, overstuffed with perfumed letters, some of which had fallen out onto the desert sands below. "I wonder to whom these are meant to be sent," thought the boy as he picked up one letter and read the address aloud. "Master Bastard, Bronze Cave, Upper East Side, City of Haragok, Outer Walls." The great door opened with a sudden jolting of the rocks, and a voice called out from the shadowy cave, "Hey, who's that reading my mail?" "I am your neighbor from the next cave over," said the boy. "I am confined to my cave studying hardcore cosmology and particle physics every day, because if I went down into the village, I would be shut into a box of shrinking violets and fired out the moon cannon into outer space for religious reasons." "Oh, dear," exclaimed the voice from the shadows of the entrance hall. "I can't believe your own parents are forced to hide you away just because you are gay." "But how did you know I was gay?" questioned the boy. The great bastard came forward out of the shadowy great hall and into the light, where the gay boy from next door suddenly saw his neighbor was no more than another small boy like himself. "My parents call me Master Bastard to frighten the villagers, and they keep me locked in my cave as well, because I have a terrible secret too," said the boy. "And what is your secret?" softly inquired the gay boy, stepping into the shade of the entrance of the Bronze Age cave. "Well," said the boy, "I'm a gay intergender bastard bisexual boy, and quite often when I feel sad or depressed, I have only to open my mouth to speak. But instead of words coming out, my voice sounds like Celine Dion, and I grow to the size of a 767 jumbo jet, and my eyes emit a bastard cyborg death ray from Mars."
Just a little change. good.
You bastard!
You bastard!